This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The HHS mandate going into effect this summer has given names like a contraceptive mandate or a mandate that includes abortifacient drugs. Yet, in a nutshell, this mandate from the White House Department of Health and Human Services mandates that Americans treat pregnancy as something to be interdicted or stopped. If you can wrap your mind around this, it is almost as if humans are no more allowed to be seen as gifts to a culture, but are rather seen as merely costly expenses under the Affordable Health Care Act, or Obamacare. The fewer humans, the less medical expenses in government health care. Perhaps the HHS mandate should be called the Pregnancy Interdiction Mandate. In March, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops addressed HHS and its mandate in a document that will likely echo through history because it dissects the HHS mandate so thoroughly and publicly. The USCCB wrote in a statement that will likely be part of court cases against the mandate, "The mandate continues to represent an unprecedented and now sustained violation of religious liberty by the federal government," adding that the mandate violates the First Amendment and other federal acts. In another newscast this week, we will cover seven separate problems with the HHS mandate. While it is being implemented and we will be paying for it, the controversy is far from over. Bible publishers, churches, industrial manufacturers, retailers, educational institutions, and others have lawsuits and appeals pending. Numerous courts have issued diverging rulings which will need to be settled by the Supreme Court and perhaps even Congress. This newscast and numerous pro-life organizations are taking action to prompt you to pray, to help you be informed, and to urge you to be prepared to take action. For more on this topic, see links at lifenewsradio.com. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.